to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Sage. I am here with a good friend of mine all the way from Washington, D.C., Mrs. Shannon Royce from the Great and Mighty Christian Employer Alliance, or better known as CEA.
Yes, sir.
Shannon, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be with you, Patrice.
You know, I fell in love with you when we first connected about a year ago. And you are just such a delight. You have a strong backbone, but with a compassion and a grace that is unparalleled. You know, we need that in the conservative space.
It's very kind of you. My heart is as a tender warrior. That's the best way I know to describe who I think God made me to be, that he put me in this space as a warrior, but he gave me this tender heart where I actually care about the people I interact with. So that makes for being an interesting dynamic in Washington, D.C.
I love it. One of the things I also love very much about you before we get into CEA is the fact that you know, Nehemiah Project is a very diverse organization. We went from being all African-American for our first 10 years to being very racially diverse in the United States. As a matter of fact, we serve a majority non-African-American community. We are diverse across our sector. We're also international. Mm. And so we are the United Nations, the Nehemiah Project. You share that same commitment to make sure that Christian conservative organization and movements reflects the diversity of the body of Christ and the kingdom. Is that not true?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm actually heartened to hear that you started out for the first 10 years as African-American, because our work for the first 4 or 5 years has been predominantly white. And when I visited with the board, just in my interview process, I shared with them that part of my vision is that our work look like the body of Christ in racial diversity, as well as having men and women participate in leadership and in the work.
Amen. And we're going to help with that. You walk your talk, because you quickly invited me to be one of the speakers. I did for the prayer. I didn't make it, unfortunately. I didn't make it physically, but we had, you know, the Lord had another plan. But that was part of your walk, to make sure that your panel or your presenters reflected that diversity. So you don't just talk, but you walk the walk as well.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's talk about CEA and our partnership. You know, friend, this is exciting. Shannon, before we get into CEA, let me just tell you this. So we share with our staff this week about this partnership, and our member care team put together a PowerPoint where we rolled out to our team what we're going to be doing with CEA. They were so excited.
Nice.
Our center leader were excited. This says, wow, this is exciting. So just know that right now, at least in-house, the team is excited. Let's hope our members are just as excited. Guys, listen, you're going to enjoy this podcast, because I can title this podcast, really is going to talk about the importance of protecting our religious freedom in the marketplace. So let's talk about CEA, the Christian Employer Alliance. Talk about its genesis. Why CEA? How did it get started? And how did this come to be?
Absolutely. Well, about 5 years ago, a group of Christian employers came together because the federal government put out a policy that said that employers of whatever faith or non-faith had to pay for abortions and abortion-inducing drugs in their healthcare. And this group of Christian employers came together and said, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that. And they formed CEA as this little nascent organization and filed a lawsuit against the administration. And in May of 2019, we actually won that lawsuit, saying that present or future members of CEA do not have to have abortion or abortion-inducing drugs in their healthcare plans for their businesses. So that was...
You had your first win.
That was the first win. It was really exciting. And this, to be fair, this was before my time. I did not join the team until March of last year. So I've just been the beneficiary of the foundation that was laid before I came here. But that was the first victory. And it really established CEA in two ways, Patrice. One, it established CEA to be the voice of Christian employers, that when it comes to values and policy, Christian value issues in the policy space and in the legal arena, CEA is the voice of those Christian and biblical values. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is that CEA is a shield for Christian employers. We live in a season, and I know you've seen it as much as I have, of so much cancel culture if you don't agree with the dominant ethos. And often Christians, I mean, Jesus said, the world hated me and the world will hate you. And often Christians, by standing for biblical principles, they're not understood and at times are hated. And so having CEA to stand in that legal space and protect the rights of our members, and our members get to stay anonymous, that is a beautiful thing that serves the body of Christ.
I love that. So you are both the voice and the shield. Mm-hmm. One of the things, as we talk more about CEA, you went out of your way to make a point about the value CEA brings to the employers as mm-hmm. they seek to reflect the will of God in their businesses. Right. So you're not just a legal organization, mm-hmm. but you also go out of your way to provide practical tools to help them right. build better companies. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, it's really, our mission is really twofold, Patrice. And I've shared this with you, but your folks don't know it. So our mission is twofold. The first part is to unite Christian employers to protect religious freedom. So that's the side of the picture that's legal and policy. That's the head part of our picture. That's where so much happens in DC and in state legislatures. So that's the nature of that part of what we do. But why do we do that? We do that because of the second part of what we do, which is that we want to provide opportunities for employees, businesses, and communities to flourish. And that is, the first part is our Matthew 5:16 calling as believers to be salt and light. The second part is our John 10:10 calling to live our lives abundantly and help those around us to do the same. So the second part is really the why. It's why we protect religious freedom, so that people like you and your members can live out their faith in everyday life and not just in their homes privately or in their churches privately.
I love it. We have an international audience who are watching and listening from around the world, so that understand what we go through here in America. Let's bring it home a little bit, and then we're going to recast it internationally. Why is this important? Because America is known around the world as the beacon of freedom.
Yes.
But for many watching and listening, they may be wondering, does a CEA need to exist in America? I've thought maybe in Iraq, maybe Afghanistan, you know, maybe Malaysia, some of the countries that are not so known for religious freedom or even for free enterprise, maybe Russia, whatever. Mm-hmm. But why is there a need for CEA in America, a country with the history we have and with our embrace of free enterprise and capitalism? Could you reconcile those two?
Sure. No, I think that's a really great question, because if I were to have conversation with many of your international members, it would put to shame some of the challenges that we face here. And I think it's important for us to recognize that. We are very blessed in the United States to have a constitution that provides religious freedom and have federal laws that provide religious freedom. At the same time, culturally, we have really shifted in recent years, so that things that 10, 15, 20 years ago would not have been questioned, like marriage is between a man and a woman, like the unborn are life and should be protected, like we are born male and female, and those kinds of things that are so basic to us as believers. That has shifted so dramatically here in the States, so that now we have policies, we have an administration trying to say that if you have someone who is male, who believes they're female and wants you to pay for their transgender transition in your healthcare, that it's discrimination if you don't do that. Wow. And I mean, that's just, you pause and think about that and you think, you have got to be kidding. But in America, that is the case. That, and it's frankly, it might not be that as bad in that particular area as it is in some other parts of the world. So when it comes to the challenges that we're facing, they are increasing here in the United States. And it's important for Christians to recognize that if they want to maintain their voice, they have to use their voice.
Yeah, yeah. And that is sad because it's one thing as a nation to create an environment where all people can be free and
absolutely
and to exercise their right. But it's another thing to impose that upon others. And that's really the issue, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely. And I think it's critical if you're going to believe in religious freedom, Patrice, you have to believe that everyone has religious freedom, right?
Yep.
We represent, we are the Christian Employers Alliance. And so my job now is to represent Christian employers in the policy and political and public space. But to believe in religious freedom means that I believe that the Jew should not be challenged in their desire to live out their faith in the workplace either, right? It has to be religious freedom for all for it to be effective.
And that's what I appreciate most about CEA, because I attend the conference and the talk and the speakers. I really appreciate this balance, because the fact of the matter, Shannon, is that we Christian and those of us in America that are highly political, we've sometimes have sent the perception, and may not be intentional for some of us, we have some radicals, as though it's all the way we see it or nothing. But that's not what CEA stands for. You don't stand for this radicalization, right, for the other extreme. You stand for a balance. You want to protect our religious freedom,
yes,
but you don't want to downplay the rich freedom of others, no matter what.
No, absolutely. I think, as I said, religious freedom has to be for all. Now, to be clear, though, Patrice, that doesn't mean that I believe anything less than that Jesus is the salvation of the world,
right? That's right.
We are the Christian Employers Alliance. We believe in the gospel, and we believe that Jesus Christ is the way to salvation. But that doesn't mean that we want people of other faith to be mistreated, because Jesus invited people to come to him. He invited them, and he allowed them the freedom to come as they were, right? So we have to strike that kind of balance, I think, where we can be absolutely true to the gospel and to our commitment to the gospel, and at the same time believe that everyone has the freedom to live out their faith, even if we think their faith is wrong.
You are the right for this job. I'm talking with Shannon Royce. She's the CEO of the Christian Employer Alliance, based out of Washington, D.C., a national organization whose mission is to unite Christian employers to advocate for their religious freedom protected, as well as to create opportunities for them to flourish. I really like that a lot. They're both the voice and the shield. And we're talking about the fact that we are partnering together because of the fact that NEMA Project serves entrepreneurs in the U.S. and around the world to use the resources that Christian Employer Alliance provides to protect religious freedom for our members, and provide a discounted opportunity,
yes,
for our members to become members of the Christian Employer Alliance. And we'll get to that. But before we do, so somebody is, before I get to that, actually, let me go back a little bit. Shannon, what prepared you for this? Because you speak with such eloquence, such grace, you affirm your conviction, at the same time articulating it in a way that I know that a lot of folks don't like George Bush, but I like him, you know, what he called compassionate conservatism. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So what prepared you for this?
Well, it's been quite a journey. So I came to D.C. when I was just a kid. I was 24, straight out of college, and came to DC thinking I would stay a couple of years. And in October of last year, 21, I had been here 37 years. So I didn't, you know, in God's providence, he led me here. And then just step by step, as he does, right? Patrice, this is how he leads us. He doesn't give us like the lifelong vision and you can see the entire thing all the way to your dying day. He unfolds his mission and his purposes day by day. And that's how he's led me to where I am. I spent time on Capitol Hill. And then in the midst of that, I was in law school, went to law school at night, which was insane, but I survived and worked on Capitol Hill, went to law school at night, met my husband at law school, which was kind of a twist because I went.
So you're married to a lawyer?
I am. And I went to law school having given up on marriage. So it was kind of only in God's providence does it happen that way, right? So I met my husband there, came out of law school and went back to the Hill and continued my work there. Then the babies came along. And so I went through a season of working part-time from home in order to be home and present with my little ones. And over the years, my work has been across the spectrum in terms of pro-family policy, pro-life, pro-religious freedom. I've had the privilege to work with some really amazing organizations and leaders here in the city.
Wow, you've been equipped for this. Because this is battle. Washington is a contact sport. It's an environment that's pretty brutal. And you've survived with great. How have you been able to preserve your compassion and your gentility and your kindness?
I really think... that's a great question and not an easy one to answer, but I think the most clear answer is that I'm just before the Lord every day. Amen. And so when the, you know, when you take the blows, which at times you do, the things that if you stand for biblical principles, the things that are said of you by people who oppose you, it gets pretty ugly at times. And I just believe that God has me here for his purposes, and where CEA is a shield to our members, he is a shield to me.
Amen. Amen.
So, amen. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have moments where you think, oh, that really was ugly. You know, that hurt my feelings, but you take those feelings to the Lord when you meet with him the next morning and you keep walking your life and he provides.
Let's get practical. So, I'm an entrepreneur, a business owner. I'm listening to this and I want to know, okay, practically, if I become a member of CEA, mm-hmm. what does that mean? You know, how does it benefit me? Sure. What do I get for it? And how do you become a member?
Right. Absolutely. Good question. So let's start with what it gets for you. There are different benefits really depending on the size of your organization. So all of our members have the benefit of having that voice here in the DC area, in the media, representing their views and their values. We do weekly email to try to keep our members on top of what's going on. So every Friday evening, I do an email to all of our membership that just says, here's a snapshot of what this week looked like, things that you might need to know. We had two recent lawsuits that we filed on behalf of all of our members. One, as I mentioned, on the transgender mandate, that if you don't provide transgender services, you're deemed discriminatory. And so we are in the midst of adjudicating that issue in the Eighth Circuit. We were also one of the groups that filed a lawsuit concerning the vaccine mandate. And, you know, CEA is not opposed to the vaccine. Many of our members not only got the vaccine, but encouraged and even gave incentives to their staff to get the vaccine. However, we did have unanimity across our membership that it shouldn't be mandated from the federal government. And as you saw last week, the Supreme Court came out and said that was not okay. They put a stay on the vaccine mandate. So representing our members in legal kind of cases, we do across the board. We are developing more kinds of programs and plans depending on the size of the employer. That's actually one of our goals for 22, because your small employer with under 10 employees is very different than our employers that have over 400 employees, right? And so the needs are different. You're hearing my shepherd agreeing with me in the background. And so 22 is about developing different kinds of plans to serve the different size memberships. One of the things that we currently have, I'm sorry about him.
No worries. I've got a cat, so I understand.
Oh,
go for
it's
it.
Quieter. So one of the things that we currently have for our larger members, our members with more than 100 employees, we actually have a health plan that is a values-based health plan where it is a self-insured plan, and yet they come together in what's called a captive. You're hearing both of them now. I'm so sorry.
No worries. I can hear you.
Real life happening right here.
It's real life. It's real life. Go for it.
So
dogs love and appreciate the sound.
Yes. We have this health plan that serves our larger members. And in 22, our hope, our plan, we are investigating creating health plans for our members who have 50 to 100 employees, but also for our small employers who have under 50 employees. So trying to look at some of those kind of really practical things that would serve our membership.
Oh, I love it. You also do an annual conference. Tell us about that and how that fits into the benefits.
Yes, sir. I'm announcing, I'm so excited. You'll be the first to know because this is a live program. We just locked in our dates yesterday and our location for our fall summit in 2022. It's
drum
going
roll.
To be September 22nd and 23rd in Washington, D.C. this time at the Museum of the Bible. And we are really thrilled to be going there and hosting our members. Our evening dinner on Friday evening will be for our members, but we'll also invite in friends in the DC area who care about the issues that we care about and want to learn more about CEA and meet our members. And so that'll be a really exciting event.
I love it. What's the date again?
September 22nd and 23rd. So we'll start midday on Thursday to allow people to fly in that morning. And then we'll go through the day Thursday, all day Friday, and close with a special dinner Friday evening. And then we're looking at some special activities for Saturday for those who want to bring their spouse and make it a special weekend away from the kids, maybe have a weekend away with the spouse and enjoy a weekend in the city. So we're looking at some pretty exciting things.
DC is one of my favorite cities.
It is truly a life-changing city, Patrice. It makes you a little crazy sometimes, but
it can. The
but
people
it is a beautiful city. Yes.
Beautiful city. And if you've never been to the Museum of the Bible, it's a great chance.
Yes.
You would not regret it. It's a great time. I'll be there. Hopefully I'll see some of you guys there. Let's now talk about our partnership and what it looks like. So I'm talking to Shannon Royce, the CEO and president of the Christian Employers Alliance, an organization based in Washington, D.C., committed to both unifying Christian employers to be able to defend religious freedom, as well as provide a culture and environment for them to flourish so that they may grow large enough businesses. So we as Nehemiah Prize, by the way, if you want more information about CEA, you can visit them on their website, ChristianEmployersAlliance.org, ChristianEmployersAlliance.org. So we recently talked with Shannon because Shannon and I, we share kind of three things that in common that we both committed to. The first thing, obviously, is committed to the faith. Mm-hmm. She's a woman of faith, and she's committed to ensuring the gospel is advanced and preserved. That's the first thing. The second thing is a love and a commitment to business flourishing, right? We are Nehemiah Project. Want to see our mission is to build kingdom companies globally. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we see business entrepreneurship as a catalyst for the flourishing of the world and for the advancement of the gospel.
Sure.
So we share that and come on. Let me actually add a fourth one before I get to the third one. The third one is a commitment to job creation. because they are Christian Employer Alliance. Those who know Nehemiah Project, you know, we are committed to creating and preserving 100,000 jobs by 2028 around the world. You know, and we know that COVID has taken a lot of jobs away. We want to see that come back. The fourth thing, obviously, is this idea of religious freedom, a commitment that in a free enterprise society and culture, in a democratic society of culture, businesses are not to be mandated, nor hindered to represent their God and their faith, whether they're Muslim, Jews, or Buddhists.
Exactly.
And as Christian, we advocate for those that we share like faith. So as both a business coach and a preacher of the gospel, that is our commitment. So that's where we align.
Yes.
Having said that, we decided recently to form a partnership. Let's talk about it. So first, Shannon, let's talk about what a sponsorship look like, because you've done another organization. And I'm going to talk about why our members should be intrigued.
No, absolutely. Well, to clarify one distinction that I think it's important for your members to understand, our membership is completely private. So if you join CEA, you are held in complete anonymity. We do not share our list. We protect the privacy of our members. But then there's another layer of folks who are members of CEA and don't want to be private about it. They want to be really public about it. And so we enter partnership agreements with those folks like you, Patrice, at Nehemiah Project, who want to say, I share mission and commitment with you, and we want to work together to advance the kingdom. That's what our partnerships are. They are public-facing representations of our joint commitment to the mission and the ministry and the gospel.
Ah, I love it. I love it. So with that, if you are watching or listening to the podcast and you are a member of the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community, let me talk to those who are in the United States. Here's what that means. You're going to see sometimes by the end of this month, or the latest sometime in February, you're going to start seeing what we're calling a religious freedom forum on our e-community platform. And that religious freedom forum will be powered by none other than Christian Employer Alliance. We're going to be featuring the newsletters there, podcasts like this and other podcasts that we will do with guests that Shannon will send to us to for them to educate you, our members, about how to preserve and protect your religious freedom and techniques on how to make sure that you don't fall into legal trappings as you attempt to do that. I mean, Shannon, you had a speaker at your last conference.
Yes, yes.
She does HR. Oh my gosh, she was good.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just speakers like that, that she already connected. I'm speaking to a senator or a retired senator that you connected us with, that we're going to be interviewing different people who are experts in different areas of discipline, including Shannon. Once in a while, we're going to have her on the podcast, where she will help educate us so that if you're an e-community member, an e-community member, you'll be able to go to that forum, get updates, feedback, and education that is powered by CEA as it relates to helping you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, to protect your religious freedom as you create jobs in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are an international member, that means that that information will help you. Obviously, CEA is not outside the United States yet, right, Shannon? Yet.
Exactly.
Yet.
You're stretching the dream, you are.
That's right. But Shannon is always open. Her office is always open to answer questions if they have affiliations or connection to those countries to go ahead and point you to those people. And of course, because at least for now, unless our government acts stupidly and other nations takes over, you know, like we won't name any, that we lose our supreme leadership in the world, we shall be back to the gospel. Washington is still the center of power in the world. And I don't say that with pride. I just say that's just a fact right now. And so having an advocate in Washington, D.C. is a major plus. And so that's what's for. That's what we members of CEA, and that's why we felt it beneficial to extend that to our members. But here's the good news. Shannon is providing 20% off of her membership to those of you who are members of the e-community. Yes. So that if you want to become a member of CEA, which allows you to get direct benefits from CEA, you have 20% off. And so, Shannon, I'm so grateful to you and to your board for extending those benefits to our members.
Absolutely.
And for your willingness to, you know, we can't recreate what you do, but we can glean from it and pull it and allow our members to benefit from it.
Absolutely. Well, and you can glean from it and then add your own twist to it, Patrice, because you understand your membership in a way that I don't. And I will get to know your membership over time. But we're here to serve you as you serve your members, right? And for your international members, I hope the gentleman you were talking about was a certain former ambassador who I introduced
yes.
you to. I'm
yes,
so excited about
that.
Because he has contacts around the world as the former ambassador of religious freedom. He knows all the people who would need to be connected. And so that wow. is really exciting.
Well, we're going to have him here on the podcast. This is exciting. So so be on the lookout, members, on your news, e-community newsletters, on your news feed as we begin to roll this out. If you've heard this and you say, when does it start? Guess what? You can just email member care and they will. Now, Shannon, if somebody wants to become a member immediately, take a 20%.
Yes.
Is that immediately?
Absolutely.
Just email
it's immediately.
And it will- Make
so there's
happen.
A promo code on the application right. form. You go to ChristianEmployersAlliance.org and you click on Become a Member. And then at the bottom of the form, there's a promo code where you put in NP, Nehemiah Project 20, and you will get a 20% discount off of the price. Our dues are on the low end for under 50 employees, which many of your members probably as entrepreneurs are under 50. It's only $600 a year.
Oh,
I mean, that's really reasonable. And you can pay it monthly.
That's a once a week latte.
There you go.
That's cheap. So, so on February 22nd, we've invited Shannon to our next Global eCommunity Forum. All right. So if you've not yet signed up for the Global eCommunity Forum, you want to do that right now. We're going to have the forum. It will be titled Wise as a Serpent, Gentle as a Dove. How do you navigate the gray areas of business? What an appropriate topic to have you, yes. Shannon, and to announce this partnership. Because yes. in a sense, isn't that what you do? You help us navigate the gray exactly. areas of Washington right. to help us be wise as serpents and gentle as dove.
Yes. And so that And that was in my readings this week. So it's
that's right.
That you so mentioned that. Yes.
On that day, we're going to have Shannon. I'm going to do a quick 10-minute interview with her, and we're going to just announce this partnership to you as members. And you don't want to miss that event, because also we have the Benin brothers who will be speaking and sharing, mm-hmm. and I'll be interviewing them as well. It's going to be a fun event. So make sure you register for the eCommunity Global Forum on February the 22nd, Wise as a Serpent, Gentle as a Dove, mm-hmm. How to Navigate the Gray of Business. Come to that event, you'll get to see Shannon digitally live, right? And you can get a chance to ask your questions and so forth. But Shannon, before we wrap up, you shared with me some good news earlier that I do want us to talk about. And, you know, yeah, I like hanging with you. May that grace just flow from you to me as well. So recently, you had a grant that I want to challenge our members to